Imagine if your AI could sit right next to your data and respond instantly without shuffling data around. Now, that gap between databases and AI systems has been one of the biggest pain points in building AI apps. So most teams have to, copy their data out of the secure databases into separate AI or analytics stacks, which adds latency, cost, and a lot of complexity as well. So Oracle, the sponsor of this video, newly launched Database 26 AI that flips this model. So basically, it brings AI directly into the database, so you can run models and intelligent agents exactly where your data already lives. And in this video, I'm going to break down how Oracle's Database 26 AI works, why this matters for AI developers, and then we're going to walk through building an AI chatbot engine on top of Oracle's database. Let's get started. So before we look at the solution, let's look at the problems that most teams run into today. So first of all, data movement. AI models need access to your data. It's pretty obvious, but that usually means that you're pulling data out of your database into some other AI service or some vector store or something like that. That is slow, that is expensive, and every extra hop adds latency and a security risk. Second, fragmented architectures. So you're gonna often see that one system for SQL data, say there's another for JSON or documents, and a separate vector database just for embeddings. So keeping all of this in sync is painful and easy to mess up. Third, stale knowledge. So if you fine-tune a model on your data, it is, let's say, outdated the moment your database changes. So retraining takes time and money. And if you don't fine-tune, you still need to, have a live retrieval, which again means that you're wiring up external systems. And then there's also performance tuning. So as your AI-driven queries grow, someone has to, keep creating indexes and optimizing queries. So many teams, they don't have DBAs, and this becomes like a constant time sink. So Oracle calls Database 26 AI an AI native database. Now that sounds like marketing, so let's break it down to what it actually means. The key idea is very simple. AI is built directly into the database engine, and model inference, vector search, and even like AI agents, they run inside the database process. So AI isn't something that is bolted on anymore. Your data doesn't need to be shipped off to another system. So instead of moving data to AI, the AI comes to data. I'm trying my best to simplify it. So that's a big shift. It means that fewer data copies are being made. There's better security, obviously, for obvious reasons, much more lower latency. And this also builds on Oracle's longstanding converged database idea. So you can store relational data, JSON documents, graph data, spatial data, and now, vectors and AI models all in one system. So you don't need like a separate database. You don't need to like glue code everywhere or something like that, And also on top of this, the 26 AI database uses AI internally for things like vector search, automatic tuning, and query optimization. So it's not like, AI support. It's not just like an AI support as a feature sort of a thing, because AI is woven through the entire data stack. So if you look at the website, Oracle basically describes this as an AI for data approach. So you're using AI not just on your data, but inside the database to make everything faster, simpler, and easier to work with. Let's walk through an example. Let's see a demo code, how you would build a deep research chatbot for an enterprise. By the way, I will leave all the links in the description below, so you can check out these notebooks and these codes yourself as well. Now, this is a classic RAG use case, and it fits the Oracle 26 AI really well. So first is data ingestion and embeddings. Imagine that your company already has product documents, Q3 reports, support tickets, and customer data that is stored in the Oracle's database 26 AI. Now the database can generate embeddings directly inside the DB using either OCI generative AI or on NX models. You might literally call like an SQL function that takes text and return a vector, which then gets stored alongside the document using Oracle's vector index. And even JSON data can be handled the same way using JSON duality views. Next is the retrieval phase. So a user is gonna ask, let's say, what performance issues were mentioned in the Q3 report, and have they been resolved. So Oracle is going to run a vector similarity search to find the relevant paragraph in the Q3 PDF, and at the same time, joins that with the structured data. So maybe a support ticket or a change log table that shows how the issue was fixed. And thanks to the unified hybrid vector search that I mentioned already, this all happens in one query inside the database in milliseconds. Now, next comes the generation part. Oracle can securely pass that retrieved context to an LLM, either an external model or OCI's hosted models, using the model context protocol, MCP, and AI agents. The LLM can basically even ask follow-up questions. So for example, if it sees a bug ID in the report, it can query another table to fetch details before even answering. So this is what Oracle is calling agentic AI. Now the final answer might be something like the Q3 report highlighted latency issues that were caused by missing indices, and these were resolved in October using automatic indexing, and recent metrics show that the issue is fixed or something like that, right? So the answer is grounded in the live data, no retraining is required essentially. And throughout all of this, the security and the governance stays intact, and Oracle enforces row level security and data masking. So the AI only retrieves what the user is allowed to see, something that is very hard to do when AI runs outside the database. Now, the big takeaway here is how simple the architecture becomes. You basically have the Oracle Database 26 AI plus an LLM, and the database handles document storage, embeddings, vector search, security, and even agent orchestration. So compared to like stitching together multiple databases and services, this is much more cleaner, faster, and much easier to maintain as well. Now, one of the most important things in Oracle's 26 AI database is how it removes friction between your database and the AI. So first of all, as I mentioned already, AI runs right next to the data. So Oracle can host AI models and even AI agents directly in the database environment. And using things like, MCP, if you don't know what that is, model context protocol, external LLMs can securely talk to that database, or you can, use Oracle's in database AI services as well. So they started with like Select AI, which basically lets you query query the data in plain English. Now, that's evolved into Select AI agent, where you can basically build actual AI agents inside the database. And these agents can ask follow-up questions. They can reason over data and take actions, And instead of building a lot of, let's say, external application logic, the database itself becomes agent aware. Second, no more ETL to AI systems, right? So since AI runs everywhere, where the data lives, you don't need to ship data over APIs or pipelines. So a task like, you can be like, okay, summarize today's sales for me, can run directly on the database without pulling the data across the network. Do you understand? And when this runs on like Exadata, for example, vector search and AI workloads are even faster, because some of that work is offloaded to some specialized hardware. Okay. Third thing I want to mention is that the data to AI pipeline is also automated. So 26 AI can generate embeddings automatically. It can store them, it can index them, and it can use them for similarity search. And you can use built-in models. You can also bring your own models or connect to like popular LLMs in Oracle's ecosystem. And the database manages the full flow. So the data, the vectors, the retrieval, and the feeding context into the model, all under the same security and access controls. Oracle has been moving towards self-tuning for years with autonomous database, and 26 AI pushes this even further. A great example is automatic indexing. So instead of a DBA guessing which indexes might help, the database watches real query patterns and uses AI to create or drop indexes automatically. So in the past, tuning could take like hours or even days. Now the system continuously learns from query history and keeps performance optimized on its own. And it doesn't just stop at indexing. The query optimizer uses machine learning to choose better execution plans based on past runs. There's also an AI-driven SQL plan management that can detect performance regressions and fix them quickly. So Oracle is calling this AI for database management. pretty cool stuff. So for developers and teams, this basically removes a huge amount of manual work and guesswork. Now you'll be like, okay, is it replacing database experts? Not really, but like every most, you know, AI tools, it's augmenting them. So think of it like as an always-on assistant, DBA that is working in the background, with the option for humans to like review or override, the decisions. One of the flagship features in the Oracle Database 26 AI is a built-in vector search. So if you're building modern AI applications, like you know chatbots, recommendation systems, research agents, or whatever, you've probably come across RAG. If you don't know what it already means, it's a retrieval augmented generation. Make sure you know research more about it. I did a playlist on that as well, actually. Check out on my YouTube channel. But the idea is simple: you store embeddings of your documents, and you retrieve the most relevant pieces to send to an LLM. Now, normally that means that you're adding a separate vector database, but Oracle 26 AI removes that step by bringing the vector search directly into the database. So they are calling it unified hybrid vector search. So it basically means that you can combine the semantic search with the regular SQL in one single query. So for example, you can, let's say, find documents that are semantically similar to a question. You can filter by date or category, and even like you can pull some related graph data all at once. Now this is huge for AI applications, because imagine asking an assistant like, what does our Q3 sales report say about product X in Europe? And the database can retrieve that relevant a paragraph from a PDF, the matching rows from a sales table, and even related knowledge graph entries in all just like one query. So the AI then uses that combined context and then gives you a precise up-to-date answer. So what this really basically mean is that the 26 AI database becomes like a one-stop knowledge store for AI. You don't need Postgres plus Vector DB plus like a search engine, everything glued together. You can just use one database that can store your data, power semantic retrieval, and because this is built into Oracle, you still get enterprise-grade security and you get that governance. So if a user or an agent isn't allowed to see certain types of data, those vectors simply won't be retrieved, and that's obviously quite critical for real-world enterprise AI use cases. At this point, you might be thinking, this all sounds good, but is Oracle actually serious about AI? I mean, the answer is yes, just not in the way people usually expect. So Oracle, you know, they're not trying to build a ChatGPT competitor, okay, from the looks of it. Instead, it's positioning itself as the infrastructure layer for AI and, you know, working with the biggest model builders out there. You've probably seen the headlines like OpenAI signed a massive multi-year partnership with Oracle to run a huge part of its compute on Oracle Cloud infrastructure. Meta has also committed billions to Oracle for AI workloads. Anthropic, xAI, a lot of the major AI players are training models on OCI. Why are they doing that? Because, you know, largely because of performance. Oracle has, built OCI with extremely fast networking and large GPU clusters. And they've even like announced what they call the world's largest AI supercomputer in the cloud. So basically stitching together tens of thousands of NVIDIA GPUs for training large models. That kind of infrastructure does matter. And this context is important, for Database 26 AI, because it basically shows that the database isn't some isolated product. It's basically a part of a much bigger AI strategy from hardware all the way up to applications. And, you know, just as importantly, Oracle is model agnostic. Database 26 AI isn't locked to one provider. So it basically supports standards like ONNX. So you can basically bring your own embedding models. It also integrates with agent style frameworks, and it can securely connect to external LLMs, whether that's OpenAI, Anthropic, Cohere, or anything else. So, you know, the idea is that Oracle becomes this open hub where your data lives in one place and you can apply whatever AI models or frameworks you prefer on top of it. And that openness also shows up in things like Apache Iceberg that support, for lakehouse workloads, right? And from a developer's point of view, you could, ideally train models on OCI GPUs You can use the best of breed LLMs, and you can store and serve your data through Oracle Database 26 AI, all in one, like a coherent setup, or even in like a hybrid environment if you want. So you might be wondering, do I have to use Oracle Cloud for this? What if everything I am running is already on AWS or Azure or GCP? The short answer is no, because you are not logged in. Oracle has gone big on multi-cloud. So this Database 26 AI can run on Oracle Cloud, sure, but also inside other cloud providers through managed services like Oracle Databases at Azure, at AWS, and also Google Cloud. So Oracle manages the database, but it's going to live in the cloud that you already use. And they've also introduced multi-cloud universal credits, which basically means that you can sign one Oracle contract and you can use the same credits across the other hyperscalers like AWS, Azure, GCP, or OCI. So you have the same pricing model, the same features. It's just that it's deployed wherever it makes sense for your applications. So this basically gives you a lot of flexibility. You can run the database close to your other services. You can choose regions based on latency, compliance, and you can still get all of that 26 AI capabilities. And Oracle has especially strong integration with Azure. They include low latency interconnects between OCI and Azure, and databases at Azure is also now available in many regions, and it's also expanding. Similarly, there's like multi-cloud support for it's rolling out for AWS as well. And for AI workloads, this really matters because you might want to use Azure OpenAI for your models. You might wanna, let's say, you wanna use that, but Oracle Database 26 AI, that is something you wanna use for your data or your vector search and your agents. So multi-cloud makes that like a clean setup and not like a workaround. And if you're on-prem, that should be cool as well. So the key takeaway here is that the AI features come to where you are and not the other way around. So if you want to try the Oracle Database 26 AI yourself, getting started is actually pretty easy. Oracle has an always free tier where you can spin up autonomous database instances with the 26 AI features included. You can also download the free developer edition and even run it locally, including in Docker to experiment with things like JSON duality and vector search. And Oracle's Live Labs workshops are another good options. I'll leave the links in the description below. They run in the browser, so no setup is needed. And you can also walk through real examples side by side. Also, since 26 AI only launched recently, this is a good time to explore what an AI-enabled database actually looks like in practice. And stepping back, even if you don't end up using Oracle, the bigger trend is clear. Databases and AI are converging, and Oracle Database 26 AI is one of the strongest examples for that shift. So, bringing AI, vector search, and automation directly into the data layer. So we covered a lot in this video, from core concepts to like some examples. If any of this sounds interesting, the best way to learn, is to try it yourself. Play with the free options, see how it fits your workflow, and also explore what building AI closer to your data can actually unlock for you. And if you have any questions, let me know in the comment section below. Thanks a lot for watching. I'll see you in the next one. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.